Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
One of the hopeful things that I've discovered is that nearly every war that has started in the past 50 years has been a result of media lies. The media could have stopped it if they had searched deep enough. If they hadn't reprinted government propaganda, they could have stopped it. But what does that mean? Well, that means basically populations don't like wars, and populations have to be fooled into wars. Populations don't willingly and with open eyes go into a war. So if we have a good media environment, then we'll also have a peaceful environment.
All right. Well, the clip you just heard was from Julian Assange, who is a Australian activist, whistleblower, journalist, hero, for that matter. He had a publication called WikiLeaks, which is it was a media organization. Nonprofit funded by donations and media partnerships. And he had a bunch of releases, depictions, and events that happened in Iraq and Afghanistan, and where, you know, it came from Chelsea Manning, who was another whistleblower. She was an American soldier who was kind of like the leaker on all this. And, you know, he's now in Belmarsh Prison in London, England, which is like the Gitmo of England. And, you know, he's serving in there in solitary confinement 23 hours a day. And I don't really know what the update is as far as he's, you know, getting out. But, yeah, I mean, he blew the whistle on, you know, basically the evil darkness and corruption of these forever wars that have been kind of going on for the last 20 plus years in the Middle East. And, you know, what he's kind of saying in this clip is how, you know, the population, the masses are fooled by the propaganda of the war, you know, by the media. The media is kind of like the talking heads for the military and industrial complex. And, you know, we just had something recently, tragic event. Three American soldiers were killed in Jordan, 40 injured. There was what they're calling an Iranian drone strike. And we've since retaliated with some drone strikes in Yemen and Syria with Britain, actually. So U.S. and Britain have banded together and committed some drone strikes, and yeah, it's tragic. But yeah, it looks like we're, you know, a couple of pods ago I talked about how we are possibly headed towards a world war, and since then it has definitely accelerated. It's definitely heated up. And you know, when media talks about war, they talk about it as if it's a just war. And you know, in the last century we've only had really one just war, and that was World War II. You know, Japan attacked Pearl Harbor. You know, I don't even have to get into the whole Nazi takeover and what that could have been if we didn't do anything. And obviously, war is terrible. Even that war was terrible. It was awful. I mean, innocent people die, and it's just, it is what it is. But since then, there has not been any just wars. War's a racket. It's a way for, you know, a small group of people to make a lot of money. Actually, it was probably the reason why Kennedy was killed, because he didn't want to go into Vietnam. You know, Dwight Eisenhower, former president, in his farewell address, he talked about, you know, the military-industrial complex and how it is got its roots in everything in Washington and government. And, you know, it's pretty much the banks and the military kind of run everything, as you could see with the new Senate bill, which I'll get into in a little bit. But, yeah, you know, the media is definitely complicit in it. You know, they'll do reports on it, and, you know, they'll have the sound effects and the drama effects to it in the background. And, you know, they do a great job of convincing people that these wars are worth something. I mean, 9/11, obviously, you know, I think that was the most patriotic I've seen the country in my lifetime. And obviously, we had to do something, right? We had to find Osama bin Laden. We had to find al-Qaeda. We had to take these people down. Okay. Instead, we invaded Iraq, and reportedly 900,000 people dead later. We didn't find any WMDs, weapons of mass destruction, which they claimed were there. And we need to go in there and do this thing, and complete waste of money and resources and God knows what else. And, you know, Afghanistan, we were there for 20 plus years and recently left there, and that was a disaster, and left all these weapons that are now probably being distributed all over the Middle East and the world and being used against us now. So that's great. You know, when they say Iranian made drone strike, I mean, that could have been our made drones, you know, for all we know. We have no idea. You know, another thing that's just like a complete joke is the Pentagon just failed its sixth audit in a row. Six in a row. $3.8 trillion, not billion, trillion in assets, $4 trillion in liabilities. And I mean, what other business that would fail an audit, you know, once, let alone six times, let alone once, would still be, you know, in business? Six in a row. It just shows you, it's just a complete joke. I mean, trillions and trillions of dollars. And, you know, unaccounted for. And just reckless spending. It just makes you shake your head. This drone strike that happened in Jordan was a result of, I guess, some tension in the Red Sea weeks prior. Our ships have been attacked and by some terrorist group called the Houthis, who were, you know, in Yemen and Syria and, you know, supposedly have ties to Iran. And, you know, we have bases all over the Middle East. For what reason? I have no idea. You know, to spread democracy, I guess. I mean, how would you like it? You know, I've had this discussion with people. It's like, yeah, we have to do that. We have to combat terrorism or whatever. Okay, but how would you like it if they had bases in your backyard? If they had a base in, in Texas. If they had a base in Connecticut. If they had a base in California. Or if China had bases over here, there's nothing normal about us having thousands of bases all over the world. I could see maybe a few here and there, but to have them all over the Middle East surrounding Iran, and then, you know, they talk about, oh, we might get into war with Iran, which they've been talking about forever. This is why, because we just escalate things. You know, there's a lot of talking heads when it comes to this, you know, Nikki Haley being one who's running for president and, you know, completely bought and paid for by Boeing and, you know, some other military contractors and obviously BlackRock and other financial sectors. But John Bolton, who worked on Trump's, you know, worked in his administration and was later fired because he was a complete warmongering lunatic and then ended up writing a book about it. Lindsey Graham, obviously, you know, he's always out there saying we need to bomb Iran and get into a conflict there. I mean, these people are nuts. Neocons is a term that's been used. And neocons are a group of, you know, who, I don't know, they're like a shadow group of older people in Washington who they want complete world takeover. U.S. just to take over the world, you know. War is a racket, makes a lot of money. And they want more than anything to have these forever wars for, you know, what reason, I really don't know. You know, like I was saying, I think we're closer to war, World War III, than ever before. And it's scary. It really is. It really is. People really don't think about this stuff on a daily basis, but it's really serious. And, you know, will there be a draft? Probably not. That would shock even me. That would be crazy. Will they cancel the election, like I was saying? I don't know. Maybe. I think that's more realistic than a draft. And the reason I mentioned a draft is because there's been a huge recruitment dip over the years. You know, actually, there's a clip I saw recently online of this guy calling a recruitment center in Oregon. And yeah, let's listen to that clip.
America's Navy, this is Petty Officer Adam.
Hey, Adam, this is Cody. I'm calling from Washington State.
Hello, Cody. I am in Oregon State.
Yes. I just heard on TikTok that you guys are no longer requiring GEDs or high school diplomas. Is that true?
Will do, Senior. You still there?
Yes.
Okay. So the new work, so yes, apparently it is, that is correct. But the caveat to that is you have to score 50 or above on the ASVAB.
All right. Well, thank you for clarifying that. Looks like we're going to war.
Well, thanks for giving me information. Oh, well, let's hope not. But thanks for giving me some information. So I appreciate it, and I learned a little bit. So good to go. Yeah, if you get any more questions or anything, reach out to us, okay?
I appreciate that. Have a good day. Straight from the horse's mouth, we're going to war.
All right. So there you have it. There you have it. I mean, that guy swears that's a sign that we're going to war. Which is you know, pretty scary. So yeah, you don't need a GED, you don't need a high school diploma, just get a 50 or better on this whatever assessment test that they have, and you're good to go. You know, another thing that kind of hints that we are maybe close to a world war, as far as, you know, recruitment being down, and recruitment's down mainly because I think more people are aware of the bullshit of these forever wars and what they really mean. More people are caught up on that. I think the older generation still thinks it's just to go to war for whatever reason, just because they, you know, I don't fully blame them. I think, you know, a lot of their parents fought in World War II and were heroes, and I get it. But they also lived during Vietnam, so I kind of don't get it. And obviously Iraq and Afghanistan were complete disasters. I mean, we have homelessness is worse than ever, mental illness worse than ever, drug use worse than ever. And a lot of those people, unfortunately, are vets that served this country. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, who, you know, former congresswoman and, you know, potential VP candidate for RFK Jr. or Trump. She was a vet. She was a medic. She's seen it all. And she's completely anti-war, these, you know, forever wars, and speaks out against it because she's been there, done that, unlike someone like a Nikki Haley or Hillary Clinton, who never served a day in their life. You know, another reason why we could be, you know, close is there's this, you know, migrant crisis we got going on. And, you know, you see it's a lot of, you know, families, you know, but mostly what I'm seeing, and there's full clips of this. Matter of fact, 60 Minutes just showed a clip of them interviewing some military-aged Chinese men crossing the border. Yeah, China. That's, you know, interesting, right? You know, and I've seen some clips of, you know, people from the Middle East, which is, you know, scary since we're bombing the shit out of them. North Africa, you know, obviously Central America. You know, there was the clip recently of some military-aged 20-somethings who beat up some cops in New York City. And then, you know, got arrested and were let out like the next day. They're given the finger to the camera. And then supposedly they were shipped off to California. And, you know, a new wrinkle is now we're giving migrants debit cards in New York City. And I think they've been doing that at the border and putting them on planes without them having to pay and different stuff like that, which not a lot of people are talking about. But Brett Weinstein recently was on Tucker Carlson and, you know, he said that he was down at the Darien Gap, which is in Panama, and that, yeah, he saw Chinese men, military-age men crossing, and various other people from all over the world. And this is not even just happening at the U.S. border. I mean, there's borders, places in Europe, like Germany, I think even Sweden, different places that are having this kind of, like, migrant crisis. It's really bizarre, and we need to kind of figure out what the fuck is going on here. Biden's hilarious because, you know, he's gotten us into two, or, you know, he's helping support like three different conflicts right now. I mean, five if you want to count, you know, certain ones, and I'll go down the list here. But what's funny about Biden is back in 2020 he actually called out Trump. This is before the election, and said, you know, we can't elect Trump, he'll get us into a war with Iran. And yeah, here's a clip, check it out.
The world has changed because what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
So there you have it. And what's funny about that is Trump, you know, he's kind of a dove. I mean, he didn't start any wars when he was in office. He's called out kind of like the bullshit of war and how it's just a way to get oil or, you know, different resources and whatnot. I think he was against the Iraq war, the invasion of Iraq as well. I mean, when he was a president, did he perform drone strikes? Yes. Is he a huge supporter of Israel and what they're doing to Gaza? Probably. But I do know he's been outspoken about the situation in Ukraine and whatever the hell that is. So I don't know. I don't know if I can, you know, if Trump was to get in, if I can fully trust him in not escalating any, you know, some sort of World War III. But he's definitely better than Biden on that aspect of it. And then, you know, as far as RFK Jr., I mean, he's definitely the best of the three. He's very, of the three, he's by far, I think, the most sharp and knowledgeable about foreign policy and kind of the history of you know, the world wars and Vietnam and the forever wars in the Middle East and kind of what's going on in Ukraine and Russia and Israel and Hamas. He was just on Dave Smith's podcast recently. Dave Smith is, you know, he's known as the libertarian Tupac. He does a podcast called Part of the Problem, and he probably knows more about foreign policy than anyone I know. And they had a little debate about Israel and the Hamas conflict. And, you know, RFK is getting a lot of flack because he's kind of a Zionist. And I don't know. I took the debate as, like, he definitely is not taking sides. He just wants there to be diplomacy and the conflict kind of figured out there. But, you know, what, you know, I wanted to get into this recent Senate bill that's trying to be passed. So $118 billion. $60 billion to Ukraine, so we just keep funding that whole thing. $14 billion for Israel, so we keep funding that. $10 billion as like a humanitarian part of it for Gaza. So $14 billion to Israel, so they can keep doing what they're doing. And then $10 billion, well, not even the $10 billion is not even for Palestine. It's for Palestine, it's for Ukraine, and I think I gotta look at there was, I think there was some other country in there as well. So they get maybe what, $3 or $4 billion of that? I have no idea. So that's interesting. So we're funding both sides. I don't know if I mentioned recently, but we did fund we did give Iran, who, you know, we're threatening world war with, $6 billion. So we're just handing out money all over the world. And, you know, there's a lot more pork, as they call it, in that bill of just, you know, distribution of funds to pretty much everywhere but America. So the only thing in America, really, or the main crux, is the $20 billion for the border. So of the $118 billion, only $20 billion for the border, where we have all types of people coming in. There's zero checks and balances. Fentanyl's coming in. People are dying from fentanyl at record numbers. I mean, it's pretty much, as Vivek Ramaswamy calls it, it's pretty much like a, like we're like being attacked, like it's a terrorist attack on, you know, on our country with the fentanyl crisis. And coincidentally, a lot of, you know, vets get hooked on that shit. So it's just terrible. And that's another war that's happening is, you know, and I think it's a lot of the media just drubbing it up, but who knows, is a civil war between the federal government and the Texas government. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, he's since kind of gotten some other, looks like Republican governors from all over the country, I think like 25 states or so, to kind of, you know, get together and ban against the federal government on the border and whatever that's going to escalate to. I'm scared it's going to be another, you know, bullshit kind of like Jan 6 event. So, you know, I wouldn't fall for that whole thing. But, you know, it's crazy if this bill gets passed. I mean, our taxpayer money could be used to actually fix a lot of problems that we have in this country. I mean, we had the tragedy that happened in Lahaina in Maui. You know, what happened with that? The media completely just, you know, that came and went. That was like a week or two and, you know, hasn't been talked about at all. East Palestine, Ohio, which, happened a year ago, and Biden just said recently he's going to get there soon. So it's, oh yeah, a year later, cool. But all the major cities, the crime is worse than ever. Fixing our medical system, potholes in the road. I mean, the list goes on. Our education system. I mean, there's so many problems in America right now that need to be fixed. Instead, we're sending money for forever wars. We're escalating to World War III. The Ukraine-Russia conflict, which, by the way, Tucker Carlson's in Russia right now, and he's going to interview Putin, which should be interesting. And you could call him a traitor all you want, but we should be talking to world leaders. There should be diplomacy. We should be talking. I'm a huge advocate of communication. Fucking talk. Get on the phone. That's one thing. I don't know how effective he was at it. It seems like he was, since we didn't start any wars, but Trump was pretty effective at that. It seemed like, everyone, was kind of bashing him for talking to some of these lunatic world leaders. But you have to do that. Otherwise, what? So just talk shit behind their back and let them attack us? That's not the way to do things. So Ukraine, Russia, you have this conflict with Taiwan and China. That's the next big thing. We don't want to rock the boat there. Obviously, Israel, Hamas, which kind of connects to Iran and, whatever else is going on in the Middle East. The border. I mean, the list goes on. The list goes on. Please know what you're voting for this fall. Know that if you're voting for Biden, you're voting for world war. I mean, he's escalating it. The guy's losing his mind. He's not fit to be making any decisions. And I think they want it to be like that. Meaning his administration, the Democrats, people, the establishment DC kind of running the show. They like that he kind of just doesn't know what's going on, so they can kind of have their agenda play out. And even Chuck Schumer said recently that, if we don't fund Ukraine, we're going to have to get involved, meaning I think he was alluding to sending, us, U.S. troops to fight in that war, which is just absolute insanity. That whole thing is just a money laundering catastrophe. I talked about a couple pods ago what that whole thing is. But, yeah. Just, this stuff is dark. I don't expect people to want to follow this stuff. It's kind of, they make it intentionally kind of boring, so you don't follow it. They psy-op you with things like Taylor Swift, which, by the way, just give Taylor Swift the country. Why can't she just be president at this point? Seems like that's what they want. Showing her every 2 seconds, talking about how, she's got the album coming out, and supposedly the White House, they're looking for an endorsement for Biden, and they're going to use some of her quotes and some of the speeches, and it's cringe. But, they're going to throw distractions at you, like Epstein and various things like that. So just be aware of it. These forever wars, man, I think we're at the biggest threat we've ever been at, in at least my lifetime. Of a potential World War III or conflict of that sort. There could be a terrorist attack in the country here with all the people coming through the border, and whether it's real or a false flag or what, it's just be aware of something like that, and just pray that there's not a draft, pray that there's nothing anything like that, and just stay safe out there, and we'll be back soon. Take care. Comb your hair.